The amendment would stipulate that an applicant or a possible tenant could ask for an answer early on about whether a use is appropriate in the Boyer Park, which is planned for research and technical uses. While planning commissioners generally supported the idea, they said the decision should not be made just by County Manager Bob Jasper. They suggested the planning commission should have, quote, some skin in the game, as panel member B. Peck put it. There was also a suggestion from a planning commissioner and a member of the public that the Boyer Park can't work as a technical center and should change to an office park. In his presentation, County Development Director Pat Putt said the Boyer Company wanted the change so that prospective tenants can find out if they will be accepted in the park before they invest a lot of money and time. Boyer's project manager, Dave Allen, said it's a challenge now to attract tenants.
Now we have some single-user tenants who have come in and said, we'd like to move our operations from somewhere in this country to Park City Tech Center. But before we go public with to our employees, to our current landlord, we just want to know, are we an appropriate use here? We're not trying to change the use, but does Summit County consider us a technology company? And when we drafted this development agreement, we didn't really anticipate, honestly, that the county would be so involved in that decision process. But the county is, and we're not arguing that. We're just saying we need a process up front.
Only two people spoke in public input. Chris Hegg objected that the change isn't just an administrative amendment to the development agreement, as county staff represented, but he said it's a substantial change requiring a full public review. He quoted from the Boyer Parks agreement.
Any amendment that alters or modifies the allowed uses, including the text of the development agreement relating to the foregoing items, and that what is going on here is an amendment to the procedure for the allowed uses. Therefore, it is a substantial amendment.
However, B. Peck disagreed. She said the uses allowed in the park have not been changed. Head also objected that the amendment states that the county manager's decision can only be appealed by the applicant. However, Pat Putt told KPCW in general the county's planning code already provides that any manager decision can be appealed by a member of the public. In another public comment, Realtor Bill Coleman said the development agreement should be fundamentally changed. The allowed uses are for research, technical, or medical purposes. Coleman said it's doubtful the park can succeed with those limitations.
They're spending good money to bring here from California, move their company, and then have it not be researchy enough or not techy enough. And they have to come over and grumble in front of the administrators of the county to see if they're a good enough business for this park. It's been a major problem since the original part of this, but it's something that probably ought to be considered to be rewound. You're getting into some areas of discrimination amongst businesses that is just a terribly slippery slope. I don't know how you can decide these things. I wouldn't want to be the guy deciding it, first of all, but I don't want to be the guy that comes and looks to be a tenant. I don't want to be the guy that is trying to fill a building.
Snyderville Commissioner Chuck Lindenstein seconded those comments. He noted a background study and research parts that had gone along with Boyer's original approval.
One of the biggest telling things that's wrong with this research park, it's not connected with the university. And I don't know what the dealings were back in 2008, but here we are in 2014, and we're sitting here with a private developer with essentially a private research park, whatever that means, and everything was modeled on a university research park. So we know we got a problem, and we are doing a Band-Aid. My right word, it's another Band-Aid. Problem is the Band-Aid ain't going to fix the problem.
On the other hand, Planning Commissioner Mike Barnes said Boyer and the county negotiated to set up a research park, and that's what they have now. Mike Franklin also pointed that out.
Is the development agreement a perfect instrument? No. I think we all agree to that. However, it's been a series of negotiations to get there. And I believe both sides went in with their eyes wide open. And I think this, it probably is a Band-Aid, but it makes sense to me.
Planning Commissioner Mike Franklin. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.